At about 11:30 last night, we were mobilised, two appliances mobilised to the Pentridge Music Festival. And this was a report of a cable that actually failed, a 33 kV electrical cable that failed from an electrical pylon, striking the camp.
And how many people were at that camp?
There was around 1,000 people at that time on the camp, of which we evacuated around 300.
Were there any injuries as a consequence of this, Andy?
Very fortunately, nobody's been injured. A very lucky escape for many people. They were enjoying the events at that time, but no injuries have been reported.
So how unusual an occurrence is this?
Working closely with other agencies, including the Western Distribution Power, we've spoken to them, and this is a very rare occasion. Some workers say they've not attended an incident like this for some time, so a very rare event of this nature, really.
And what was the reaction of those at the festival?
We've been very fortunate that everybody at the festival, well, very shocked, and I think most people are very aware of how lucky escape they've had. The people at the events have been very supportive and in good spirits. So, yes, whilst they were shocked, they've been quite high spirits, really, at the event.
Because of the nature of where it was this an easy evacuation?
Due to the hours of darkness and the access, whilst it's good access for the fire appliances, obviously with cables down in the field, it was slightly challenging, but there was good on-site support to get us to the places we need to be. So evacuation probably took us 20 minutes or so, and it was quite effective once that had been commenced.
And how's the area this morning?
This morning, people are enjoying a cup of tea and standing back, really, and looking at the cable that's still dangling there, being worked upon by, like I say, the power companies at this time.
Does that pose any risk at all to those campers?
There is still a risk, and we have actually imposed a 1,500 square metre cordon to actually keep everybody out of quite a large area, obviously, to keep people as safe as possible.
And do you know if the festival will now continue?
It will. It certainly will be delayed. At this time, we're not sure when things will start off this morning, but in good true spirit, the event will go on.